Steve Hawkins strokes the hair of his 4-year-old English Labrador.
Sammy, good girl.
Sammy is more than a pet. She's trained to sniff out bed bugs for Hawkins' Midtown exterminator business called Five Star Environments. It's one way for Hawkins to create an edge against competitors who don't use dogs. Another is transparency. 2 years ago, Hawkins' company was hacked with a virus. Hackers stole credit card numbers and made charges until Hawkins froze all the accounts.
You're violated, both personally, and then you got to think professionally about what they could be acquiring in with the information they're taking, financials of both yourself and your clients.
Hawkins told all his clients and then shored up his online security with stronger firewalls. It took a lot of money, something a small business can't always afford. But Vijay Basani says companies can't afford not to. He's CEO of EIQ Networks. It's a cybersecurity firm that specializes in small to mid-sized companies.
Majority of the companies already have some kind of presence of a compromise in their networks. Last year, more than 40% of the companies were breached.
Large multinational companies have the resources to set up data encryption and monitoring. Not so with small to mid-sized firms. That can make them easy targets. A weak link might be as simple as an employee not changing their system password. Once in, hackers can copy customer data to sell on the black market, often months before they're ever detected. Basani says companies need a strategy.
Assume that you're going to be breached one day, and if there is a breach, how do you react to it? How do you minimize the damage?
Some companies are starting to also look at insurance. John Farley is vice president of the brokerage Hub International. He says cyber risk is now the hottest area of commercial insurance. Industry researcher Advisant says the number of premiums paid for cyber insurance was $2.1 billion last year. That's up from $1.8 billion in 2013.
If you went back 10 years ago and asked the insurance buyer, the risk manager at a corporation, you know, what keeps you up at night? They might say, you know, being involved in a mass tort or a big product recall where they're getting sued. Those concerns are still very valid today, but if you ask that same question, cyber risk is always at the top.
Cyber insurance can pay attorney's fees as well as possible regulatory fines. It might also cover the cost of setting up call centers, credit monitoring, and help with PR. But not all policies are created equal. And unlike general liability policies that cover property insurance or workers' comp, there's not a lot of data.
It's much different in cyber because there's really not a lot of claims data out there. It's relatively new, and it's not readily shared.
Ed Straws is a former FBI agent who founded the Computer Crime Squad in New York. He now runs Straws Friedberg, a cybersecurity and risk management firm in Tribeca. He says companies have to be realistic on what they're buying.
You have to look at the terms of the policy, the kind of insurance products that are out there, and how well that aligns with the kind of coverage your client seeks to get. And sometimes the alignment is very good, sometimes it isn't. Sometimes clients want even more insurance than the carriers are willing to sell them.
That's because cyber insurance is so new, carriers themselves don't entirely understand the risk either. The Obama administration is pushing companies to voluntarily share information about their own cyber risks. But regulations already exist that require this kind of disclosure. And experts say even that hasn't been enough to compel companies to talk. Meanwhile, the hackers are already one step ahead. For WNYC, I'm Kaomi Goetz.